This is program number LW2500. Well, there it stands, a magnificent empire in the jungle of northern Cambodia. I say an empire, it used to be. It's turned into a ghost town now. Hi, this is Larry West. It used to be one of the most splendid, one of the most magnificent temples in all of Asia. It's not anymore. Why? Well, it's an interesting story. Let me tell you about it. The whole empire centered around a king, King Jayavarman II. He lived during the 8th and 9th centuries, and he set out to build a capital just to declare how powerful and wealthy he was. And that wasn't all he did. He declared himself a god. And more than likely, that's exactly where he got himself into trouble. Anyway, he built one of the most fantastic temples in all of Asia. Each side of the square moat around it was 2 miles long, and the area inside the walls could contain all of ancient Rome with room to spare. But even though it was so big, only a very few people lived there. The palace was simply the royal, religious, and administrative center of the capital. The people had their homes in 2 huge suburbs outside the wall, beside artificial lakes along the banks of the nearby river. There were giant causeways crossing the moat, huge triple-towered gateways, arches, lawns, pavilions, gardens, terraces, carvings, and just about anything that you could name. Yet, what's so funny about it all, the satire of it is that this king who declared himself a god found his capital city lost and forgotten. When he died, his people abandoned his empire, and for 500 years, the palace was hidden in the folds of the all-embracing jungle of Cambodia. Some god, not only did he die, but so did his heaven. He and his city were both forgotten by his own people. You know, there are some things that you and I just can't be. We can't be God. Some nuts have tried, more than just a couple, too. Jim Jones is just one who got a lot of publicity about it years ago. There is another fellow in history who did it. He was Herod Agrippa, grandson of Herod the Great, who, during his day, celebrated sports and games in honor of Caesar himself of ancient Rome. One day, Herod put on a sort of vest made completely of silver, and he walked into the sports theater where the people were. The silver was struck by the first reflection of the sun's rays, and it shined like the sun itself. They say it was incredible. He sat down on the throne there, a high seat in the theater, where he could have a full view of the games, and then he made a speech. Everybody liked it. They applauded him loudly. They liked it so much, the people cried out, "Surely it must have been a god that spoke those words." Oh, he liked that. But you know what happened to him? Well, it was during the days of the first century when God, the real one, worked directly. I mean, it was during the days when God would zap things right there on the spot. The Bible says that one of God's angels smote Herod, and that old Herod became the gourmet meal then of a bunch of hungry worms. They ate him up right there in front of everybody. There was a man who claimed to be a god, but who found out that's one thing we people can't be. Now, I know you know that, but here's the thought. Sometimes we challenge God's position. We do. You see, it's built within us. It's wrong to tell a lie. It's wrong to steal. It's God, then, who built all that consciousness in us. It's God's moral law that we were simply born with. We know those things. But when we rebel against it, we're challenging God's position. I mean, it's like saying, "God, I know you've made me to know I shouldn't do it, but I'm a big boy now. I can handle it. I can make my own decisions, even though they stand against what you say. The consequences? Well, I can handle them as well." And you know, it's just one more step into saying that, "God, move over. I'm coming up." It's just like what old Adam and Eve did way back there in the beginning. Satan came along and told them that if they'd eat the fruit from that tree that God had forbidden them to eat right there in the Garden of Eden, it would make them as God. So Adam and Eve liked it. They believed Satan. The more they looked at that fruit, the more they wanted it. And they bit it. All of a sudden, they got their eyes open. They found out they were far from being God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.